Hello, I'm Robert Hurt, your host for this podcast for NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope. This audio series, highlighting recent results in infrared astronomy, is produced by the Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. Over the centuries, astronomers have studied our solar system in great detail and learned much about its planets, asteroids, comets, and other components. However, it represents the neighborhood of just one star out of hundreds of billions in our Milky Way galaxy alone. Is a solar system like ours a rare occurrence, or is it pretty typical of what might be found throughout our galaxy? It is only in recent years that astronomers have been able to start to learn about other solar systems with interesting similarities. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Hines in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who's with the Space Science Institute. He's here to share results on one such system. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hines.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you tell us what you discovered?
Yeah, basically we discovered what looks like a debris belt around a nearby star like our sun. It's a bunch of dust that is circulating at about 5 astronomical units from the star. That's about where Jupiter is in our own solar system.
So this makes it sort of similar to our own solar system in a way?
In our solar system, we have an asteroid belt between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. So that's at about 2.5 to 3 AU. And this is a very similar system in this other star. It's basically an analog to what we have in our own solar system.
And just as a point of reference, one astronomical unit is simply the distance from Earth to our star.
That's correct.
Are there significant differences between this and our own system?
There are a few. For one, our asteroid belt's a little warmer because it's closer to the sun. The other, that's much brighter than our asteroid belt, and that's probably because the system is young.
How young is the system?
It's 30 million years old. Our solar system is 5 billion years old, but it's a lot like what we think our solar system looked like when it was originally formed.
So you detected this belt
I should back up and say that we're actually not seeing asteroids. We're seeing dust that's being ground up. It's not the actual asteroids. They're too small and they don't radiate enough.
Why is it that the dust is easier to detect than asteroids or planets, which we really also haven't talked about as existing in this system?
It's all about surface area. If you are standing near a campfire and you're trying to get warm, if you expand your coat or take a blanket and expand it to cover a larger area, you can intercept more energy and it's easier to heat yourself up.
So it's kind of like if you take a rock, it's relatively small, but if you grind it up into dust, you can spread it over a much larger area, so it's easier to see.
That's right.
Does the existence of this debris disk, this debris left over from grinding asteroids, as it were, does this have any implications about the existence of planets?
Well, in our own solar system, the reason that the asteroid belt is a belt instead of a disk is that the influence of the gravity from Jupiter and the sun confine the material into a small belt.
So just the very narrow nature of this ring may actually be pointing at the existence of larger planets somewhere around it.
That's right. We can't detect planets directly, but we can detect their influence on the debris. And the debris, since it looks to be in a ring, is probably being shepherded by a giant planet.
So this is actually only one part of a much larger Spitzer Legacy program that you're involved with. Could you tell us a little bit more about that program and sort of where this fits into that context?
This is a large program called the Formation and Evolution of Planetary Systems. We're looking at 320 G stars, those are stars like our sun, over a range of ages from about 3 million to 3 billion years. So it's covering the whole range of ages that we know about for suns. And we're basically trying to understand whether our solar system is unique or common in the galaxy.
Is this the only one that you found that has this kind of asteroid belt similar to our own?
So far, this is the most significant asteroid belt we've found. There may be a couple of others, but we can certainly place a limit on the sample by saying that no more than about 2% of these stars have such a debris belt around them.
With such a small number of detections there, does this have any implications for how common planetary systems are and asteroid systems are?
Well, first I should say that my statement is about detection. There may be debris belts around other stars, but some collision hasn't happened that then produces a lot of dust.
Now, there was another similar Spitzer result a few months ago from Dr. Chaz Beichman, which was also a discussion of a possible asteroid belt found around another star. What is different about the system that you're talking about today from that earlier result?
A couple of things are different. One is that the star that Dr. Beichman was looking at is 2 billion years old, and ours is only 30 million years old, and so his star is much more like the age of our sun. The second difference is that the material that he sees around that other star shows signs of coming from a comet rather than from a ground-up asteroid. He sees emission features that are similar to what was seen in Comet Hale-Bopp. We don't see those kinds of features in our dust.
How about other results from the project? Are there any other preliminary results that would be worth mentioning at this point?
While we're not finding very many asteroid belts, we are finding about 30 to 40 stars have what look to be Kuiper belts.
And the Kuiper belt, what distinguishes that from the asteroid belt?
The Kuiper belt is much further from the sun than the asteroids. It's about a little past the orbit of Neptune and extends out past the orbit of Pluto. This is a belt of comets, and when those comets collide, they also make dust.
Can you give us how this discovery is fitting into the whole picture of star formation and the formation of planets around stars?
Well, when we look at stars that are forming, nearly all of them form with a disk around them, a disk of primordial material. That's what forms the star. And as we watch stars get older and older, we watch this material dissipate. And what we think is happening is that that material is being converted into planets. And some of the work that we've been doing with the Spitzer Space Telescope shows that indeed that's the case. We see evidence for this material forming rings of terrestrial planet formation, for example, and comets. And then later, with other studies, we've actually determined with other techniques that there are actually giant planets around other stars. And that's pointing to the fact that probably every star has some sort of planetary system around it.
Well, it's definitely very exciting results, and we'll be very interested to see what more comes out of the project you're working on.
Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to reporting our next discovery.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Dean Hines with the Space Science Institute on results that will soon be appearing in the Astrophysical Journal. To find out more about this topic, make sure to visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. There you can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, download podcasts, and subscribe to our email newsletter. For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Robert Hurt. Thanks for listening.